You can sew almost anything into the canvas of a coat. When I was a boy, I started to hide things in the linings of the garments. Things that only I knew were there. Secrets.
Good morning.
Will you have dinner with me?
Yes.
I feel as if I've been looking for you for a very long time. You look beautiful. Very beautiful. I have things I want to do. Things I simply cannot do without you.
Reynolds has made my dreams come true. And I have given him what he desires most in return. Every piece of me. Why are you not married?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another movie podcast. Bonus. Today's bonus episode will be for the month of 5 months ago. No, it's for the month of January. I'm doing this for the future because most people don't know date, you know, as it goes. Anyway, but from that, so 5 months from now, you'll listen to this episode coming up soon. Anyway, this is bonus for the month of January 2018, and we'll be doing Phantom Thread, which is Paul Thomas Anderson's latest film. Right before I get into it, I'm going to say hello to my guest host here. Say hi.
Hi.
What up? What's your name?
You know my name.
I know, but you have a name in the show. You do another kind of show with us, and you made up an alter ego name. Do you want to give that out here?
No.
Why not?
It's my alter ego. I can't let everyone know.
No, I'm saying you could be your alter ego here, too.
I can.
If you want.
I'm Lexi.
Lexi what?
The sexy.
Oh, wow. Really? Oh my God. That's not the name.
No, it's Lexi Raven.
It is. Do you remember what was the movie that you helped us out on last time? Mm-hmm. It was a train movie, right?
Which one? The Orient Express.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, but the one with the mustache.
The dude, yeah. Yeah, exactly. You helped out with that bonus. That was like November, I think.
November?
Yeah, last year. Remember last year?
That's my birthday month.
It is your birthday month.
I'm a Scorpio.
Yeah, everyone run and hide. Anyway, thank you for helping us out because no one... Luke did see the movie, but he seemed really butthurt about talking about it.
Why?
And, I don't know, in general. And he's off the country. He's off in the... I don't know, in Siberia.
Slapping my leg.
Yeah, well, he's off in Siberia or something working, so he's not around.
Siberia?
Yeah. Chiberia, that's right. And then Raph, of course, hasn't seen it. So you saw it with me in theater, so I figured why not.
I see almost every movie with you in theater.
Yeah. And you really love
that. That's because I'm his girlfriend, ladies.
And that's pretty obvious.
Okay.
It's pretty obvious. Anyway, so let's get into this movie, shall we? That's all we're doing today, just reviewing Phantom Thread. So,
and then we're going to play Overwatch.
No, then we're going to review something.
Okay, and then we're going to play Overwatch.
Maybe. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Okay, so let's get into Phantom Thread starting right now. I have a thing here I wrote up here. Alma becomes the muse and lover of the renowned and snobby dressmaker Reynolds Woodcock, which disrupts his fastidious lifestyle with her strong will. Do you remember this title?
I remembered it before.
Yeah, okay.
I just cool. don't know their names.
That's okay.
So Alma and Woodcock.
Reynolds, yeah. Woodcock, you just call him Woodcock. And Cyril plays his sister. Remember the sister?
Yeah, but I don't care about the sister.
And this is set in 1950s London, like at the height of their poshness. Mm-hmm. So, Phantom Thread, this is, as I said earlier, this is the latest by Paul Thomas Anderson, the guy who brought us really awesome films like There Will Be Blood, Inherent Vice, Boogie Nights, Heart 8. That guy does really good movies.
Those.
I know. Magnolia. I know, I haven't seen Magnolia either. Have you seen Punch Drunk Love?
No.
Okay. Then you really haven't seen any of his movies.
No.
Well, trust me, he is one of the greatest living today, in my opinion. In most people's opinions, I would say. Okay. So, honey, without spoilers, because we're not there yet.
Okay.
What did you think of this movie?
It was kind of slow in the beginning. A little strange.
Strange in what way? In the slowness?
No, just like I didn't know what it was all leading up to. Like the plot and stuff. Thought it was just about this really like stuck-up dressmaker who had a really long stick up his ass.
He did seem to have that, didn't he?
Yes. I thought it was just, like, about his life.
Oh, you thought it was, like, a biopic?
No, like, just, like, showing the girl, like, what it's like to, like, be with this dude.
Hmm. Okay.
Like, the entire movie is just her living, like, life with him, seeing what life's like through his eyes.
So, is that what happened? So, is that what you thought it was going to be?
That's what I thought it was going to be like.
But a lot of people would say that that's what the movie's about. So, what do you think it is about? Unless it's spoilers, in which case we can wait. But
mm-hmm, I can wait.
Okay, can wait. Okay. I'm curious now to know what you think, what you're going to say.
It's very interesting.
All right, but besides the what was boring for you? Like, what made it boring?
It was just very slow.
That's true.
Very slow.
It took its time.
The plot, like, wasn't there until, like, towards the end of the movie.
I would almost say there's almost no plot. It's all, like, about the characters. Yeah. You know, it's, like, no plot.
The twist, the surprise.
Oh, yeah.
It made the movie surprisingly really good.
Okay, cool. We'll get to that point. Yes, yeah. So there is a bit of a twist in this movie. You never think there would be one, but there is one. And it doesn't make sense because the movie's not like a crime thriller or anything. But there is a little bit of a twist in this movie. Well, I will say my two cents here was that, one, love the guy, of course. So I go in there thinking, high bar, high expectations. But I also know better than to assume that just because I've seen one Paul Thomas Anderson movie doesn't mean that the next one will be similar. The only thing that will be similar is the craft, the level of intent, things like that. So,
I haven't seen The Craft.
No.
I want to, though.
No, that's not what I was talking about. But you should remedy that. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
You can watch it. It's so nice. It's so you.
I know. It's literally
it's
me.
It's so you. Just like if you were...
If I was a movie, I'd be that movie.
I don't know about all that. And you have to see it. How do you know you're... You can't say
because
that by yourself.
Because people have told me that.
That's... Okay, so now you're going to go on other people's recommendations, not even your own? That's bullshit. Watch the movie. And then say that.
Okay.
It's not that great, but it's fun. Okay, so I think that this movie was pretty good. And it got better as the more I thought about it. Also, the more I read people's like versions of it or what they think it's about. Or the thoughts. Or actually, you know what made me like this movie more? Are the negative opinions of it. Like, I heard a lot of negative opinions. Some of them I kind of buy. Like, okay, if you are this type of person or if you don't buy this at the beginning, I can understand that you'd hate it for the rest of the movie, right? Things like that. But a lot of it had to do with, like, you know, all the extra-textual, political, not political, but, like, you know, the cultural, what's good, what's okay to show, what's not okay to show. Did I just hear your phone?
Yes.
Silence that bitch.
I just did.
Good. Anyway, and I found that the movie was kind of refreshing. I really, really love the soundtrack to this movie. I love the soundtrack. Love how it feels like it's not exactly from that decade, but it feels older for sure. It feels like it's new music that they made for it, but it feels really good. I like it a lot. It's almost playful, too. It's a playful soundtrack. I think it's the same guy who did There Will Be Blood, too. Anyway, and the acting, of course, like Daniel Day-Lewis is obviously amazing. But what's also amazing is that the other two actresses, played by Leslie Manville and Vicky Creeps, who plays Alma, they go toe-to-toe with him on levels. They're the same acting ability. And I hear that Leslie Manville's a really good stage actress. This is just the first time I've seen her in a movie. So this is my first time seeing her. And she kills it, bro. So what did you think of the sister?
The sister? She was a little bitchy. Am I allowed to say bitchy?
You can say whatever the fuck you want.
Okay. She was a little bitchy.
Yeah.
Very, like, very, very snappy. Very, like...
Do you think she had a right to be, though?
Maybe. I just think that it was because she was rich and prestigious. Did I say that word right?
You did say it right. But now that you have to... But if you have to ask, then you kind of negate how right you said that. All right, so here's the important thing. Did you buy the relationship between Alma and Woodcock? Did you buy it when it started? Did you buy it later as it went along? Were you always convinced that these two were together because of their choices?
No.
Or their decision? No? So you didn't buy the relationship? You didn't buy it?
No.
Well, then, if you didn't buy it, then why did you like the movie?
Why did I like the movie?
Yeah.
You're talking about the sister and Woodcock?
No, Cyril is the sister. Alma is the main girl.
Oh, the main girl and the...
Yeah. That's the sister. You can't blame. Just, you're stuck with family, bro.
Yeah. No, I liked her. She was nice.
Okay.
She had, like, this innocent little thing going for a while. And...
Well, she was, actually. Literally saw her as waitressing in some bar or restaurant.
Yeah, I definitely think they were infatuated when they first met. And then... It looked like it was starting to die because he had this giant stick up his ass and she wanted to take care of him. He's like, well, no, no one take care of me.
Well, the movie opens up with two very crucial things. One, it's like, well, a bunch of things, right? But they open up with, like, you see how good he is as a dressmaker. Like, they spend some time, like, sewing things onto the lapels, making things that you never think about how to make.
Yeah.
But he's making them, you know, pretty much second nature because he does it all the time. And the other thing they show is that they show him breaking up with another, like, the girl previously to Alma, right? The other.
Yeah.
And
apparently... That was heartless, bro.
It was heartless because, like, he made his sister do it because he doesn't want to do it, you know?
Yeah.
And he did it over breakfast, like their normal breakfast routine. And he's very fastidious, guys. No joke. This guy has a lot of rules about his life. And it was very, like, sad and pathetic and mean, you know? Like, to me, when I first saw that. Hell, the whole movie. It's like, I'm fascinated by the character, this Woodcock guy. I'm fascinated to know more about him because he's just so complex. But he is the type of character I would not want to be with, like, ever. I would not want to shake his hand. I don't want to have coffee with him. I don't want to meet him.
Me too.
You know, there's some characters that are so cool or so complex, but even like, oh man, that guy's, you know, even the bad guy, some of them, you'll be like, I can meet that guy. This guy, I cannot. This guy's, like, I would punch him in the face by the end of any conversation. So why even do it? So he's that's the kind of guy he is. And Daniel Day-Lewis plays it, obviously, really great. And it's an original character, though, so it's not based on anything. But yeah, it's an interesting movie. I like how that beginning shows you. Did it make you feel like that's what's going to happen to Alma when you first see that breakup and then you see Alma?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like something like that was going to happen.
Yeah.
He was going to, like, break her heart.
No, obviously.
After he gets bored of her.
You know what I thought? The first thing I thought wasn't that. When I first saw the film in the theater, I was thinking that she might be, like, not a gold digger because she wasn't, like, chasing him. But when she saw the opportunity to do it, I think, like, maybe, like, when she realized that she's, like, rich or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, very quickly, like, before halfway through the movie, I was convinced that she was into him. Right? Were you convinced of that? That she was into him in any...
Yeah.
Yeah? It wasn't just, like, her being, like, doe-eyed and innocent, being, like, taken advantage of. It was...
No, she was into him for a while, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, why don't we say get into the spoilery thing?
Good.
Yeah? You wanna?
Yes.
Yeah, you lazy. You're just tired. You just want to do this and go home.
I am home.
Oh, yeah. Aw, that's adorable. We don't live together yet, guys. Anyway, spoilers for the Phantom Thread starting right now.
This is Flemish bobbin lace from the late 1600s. It's very rare, very precious. I rescued it from Antwerp during the war. I've been waiting for the right moment to make something with it.
That's very nice. That's beautiful.
Very nice.
Best yet.
The light.
Beautiful. And just look towards the window, please, Anna. Amber, could you just lift the bodice a little bit? It keeps dropping down. We need to get that adjusted properly. It's ridiculous.
Let's get it fixed.
Yes, sir.
Should have been ready today, quite honestly. I don't understand why I did it. I'm not sitting on the floor.
Sit on the floor.
All right, so now that you're free from the shackles of spoilers, what do you want to say about this twist, this relationship?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, hold on. I was very confused in the beginning. I thought she was just tired of this shit. She wanted to kill him, you know? She was looking in this special cooking book that her sister has.
And the mushroom stuff, right?
The mushrooms. And then she makes these omelets, and as she's making these omelets, he's looking over at her like, I know what you're doing. You're trying to kill me. And she's just looking at him all innocent, like, making the omelets. And she watches him eat the omelet. Mm-hmm. And he gets really sick. And he hallucinates her mom. And that's when I started to understand.
His mom.
Yes, his dead mother.
Yeah, not her mom.
Did I say her mom?
Yeah, you did. I just want to make sure we're clear.
Okay, yeah. He hallucinates his dead mother, and that's when it started to make sense. I'm like, oh, she wants to take care of him. She just wants him to be vulnerable. That makes sense.
And he wants to be in that position.
Yes.
To be taken care of.
Yeah, he started to like it.
It became...
Mainly because he was able to see his mom.
Well, I think it gave him the realization, right?
Yeah.
But if I told you that this is their kink, would you call it that?
Fetish, maybe.
Same thing.
I don't know. They don't really take it, like, sexually.
No, no, no. But that's the thing. Is a kink or a fetish doesn't have to be... I mean, yeah, I think fetish is more explicit to sexuality. Yeah. But I think kink, you can probably call it that. Maybe at least, like, I think it's a kink. I don't know what other word to use.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Fetish, okay, I'll buy you that. Yeah, one. It is more sexual, but...
He likes to be poisoned.
Yes. Or he likes to be infirm. He likes to be, like, bedridden. He likes to have... like very little faculties about him is where he needs to be taken care of either by like something nurse like or something mother like, and that's
she
what Alma
wants to do that.
So, do you think this is like? First of all, do you believe this is the first time that Wokai has ever done this with someone else?
What do you mean?
Ever been
poisoned?
No, no, not poisoned. Specific, not the specific mushroom thing. I'm saying, do you think this is the first time he's realized that? This is what he wants from the relationship, from our relationship.
Probably, yes.
Okay,
it looked like it.
Did you buy it that she stumbled upon it, or did you think that she actually wanted him dead at first, and then till she found out that it was going to work out?
I think that she never actually wanted him dead. She just wanted him sick enough to like get him off, like stressing about that like wedding dress, and she just wanted to spend time with him and take care of him.
Yeah. I believe that. I'm with you on that page. I was just curious what you think. Yeah, I'm with you 100%. I do think that she kind of stumbled upon it, did not want to kill him, didn't want to turn into a fetish. It just happened to turn out that way.
Yeah.
I think she was just doing one thing, and it led to this bigger thing that works out for them. And they found the one thing between them that they could
stomach.
It's
the mushrooms, guys. But,
yeah.
It's a winner.
Dude, you want to find your way to a man's heart? Poison mushrooms. Go through his stomach. Go through his omelets, guys.
Yes.
No, it's really good. And what I loved about it is that I believe that these characters who are, you know, obviously fake fiction characters, these characters were believable enough. They believed me. They made me believe that these people could evolve themselves, or maybe devolve, if you want to go that way, evolve themselves to act this way. Like, I believe that Alma had it in her to be that way, and for Woodcock to had it in him to stay that way.
Yeah.
You know, like, in one way, like, it's almost like, do you think this relationship is healthy, though?
No, probably not.
Even after they, all that? Well, it's probably not healthy to keep poison. We all know that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, beyond that, do you think it's healthy? No. Right?
No.
Yeah, it's very unhealthy. I think they're both, like, it's funny because it's like their weaknesses. She is, you know, like very strong-willed, wants things her way. We notice that as slowly, you know, when she first enters the world, you think she's going to be the innocent doe-eyed, and it looks that way at first. But you realize that as soon as you give her an inch, she'll take a mile.
Yeah.
And she'll have her authority put in there, even if she sneak attacks it. Like that dinner. Or like, remember when they sell that dress to that fat girl?
Yeah.
That fat lord lady or whatever?
Yeah.
And then she takes it off her and takes it back in the name of the House Woodcock so it won't like sully his name.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool. That was like an act of love right there, but it was like in their way.
Yeah.
That's very specific and weird.
Yeah.
But I think they both highlight their worst flaws on each other. And instead of like trying to make themselves maybe better or healthier people,
they just poison each other.
They just double down, and she poisons him, and he's like, "Do it, bro." And it's really weird.
It is really weird.
And I think a lot of people are turned off by that because it's hard to understand.
I liked it. I thought it was.
But I understood
cool
right away.
Twist.
I understood right away. And I'm glad you did too. You in the movie theater, we were both like, "What the? Is that really how they're gonna live?" We just both got it like that. It was really as soon as I saw the mother figure, you know, I was like, "Oh fuck! Oh god! It's an Oedipal thing. It's like Oedipus." Yeah, that's really cool. And so did that make you like the movie more? Like, you know how it was boring in the beginning for you?
Yeah.
When that closer to you. What the fuck is that? Someone killing someone? Is that a body that just fell on the roof?
I think it's just running.
Okay. Anyway, so you know how it was boring in the beginning. And now when you've seen the whole movie now and you like the ending more, you like the ending more than the beginning. Did you like the whole movie in hindsight more?
Yes.
Okay. So what other stuff do you want to talk about the movie? Like, how did it look for you? The movie looked...
I liked the looks of it. I liked the...
Looked pretty rich.
The costumes. I liked the house. Yeah.
I like the color.
Yeah.
What do you think of the dresses?
The dresses, not my particular style.
Or your century.
Or my century, that is true. But I liked some of them. I could see if I was, like, in their decade, I'd totally rock that.
Yeah, rock some of them dresses. Yeah. Do you like the way he does the runway stuff? You know, he does runways in his house.
Yeah.
And he does it through a peephole. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he can't stand talking to people.
Honestly, if I was a fashion designer, that'd be me. I can't stand talking to people. I just have a little peephole.
Yeah.
Maybe like I'll plant like a microphone in there and just talk through the intercom.
Or like if you were like a manager for a large group of people, you just like manage them through cameras and shit. Like, yeah. I don't have to see you. Just do what I tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that too a little bit. I'm more outgoing, so it doesn't bother me, but I can see where he comes from. I love the color of the movie. I love the cinematography. It's a really, really beautiful movie. Really detailed stuff, and obviously everything in the movie. So this guy, this director, is known for a lot of things. One of the other things he's kind of known for that a lot of people don't think about him is that he's known for making movies that are essentially like, they're so specific that there is no room for any kind of marketing. If you watch the film, other than maybe some furniture pieces, you can't tell that anything in there comes from something that you've seen or bought yourself.
Okay.
There Will Be Blood like that. Inherent Vice, I think it's like that. There was another one. But in There Will Be Blood especially. And this one too. And so, like, there's no chance for, like, you know, someone, like, driving a Ford Lexus, for example. Like, that's never going to happen in his movies. Like, you never see that. You know? It's very interesting. Very strange director. Yeah, so I like all that stuff. What did you think of the sister stuff, how it turned out with her? Because she got like a... She also evolved. Did you...
I don't like the sister.
Cyril? Is that because she's just too tough, too frank, too mean?
What? Too prestigious.
I think she's strict, but I don't think she's like all prestigious. I don't think she's snobby like he is.
I think she has snobby traits.
Maybe. But she's way more snobbier.
Well, yeah.
And, like, she
thinks that like... She knows him the most. I mean, she does, but like...
You're doing a bad job putting that cover on you.
I know.
Like the worst job.
I know. She just... I don't like her. She thinks that she like knows it all.
But she knows him.
Yeah.
Remember that scene? Sorry. Remember that scene when he like actually lashes out back at her and then she totally puts him down by saying like, don't you even fucking start with me, boy, kind of thing. Remember that scene? I don't remember the scene. I'm sure I put that in the clip somewhere.
She's a tough bitch.
Yeah, I mean, I think that she puts him down the way that he probably should have been brought down earlier in life or in general. It's probably like something that she's fed up with. I think anything that's turned against her personally, she will fight back for. Yeah. But before that, she's like his assistant, right? Basically, his number two person in the company. So she just acts that way. I almost didn't believe that they were siblings until they said it.
Yeah.
You know, because that's how business they are, you know? It took me a while to believe it. But, you know, she's also like, she does the dumping for him. Like, that's really weird.
Yeah, that's
I really give her a lot of more leniency than you do. She didn't bother me. I really liked her. I like her arc. I think she was probably the best character. I think she's a better person than Woodcock or Alma, personally. Mm-hmm. But since they're so fascinating... Woodcock and Alma, I tend to, you know, enjoy watching them more, which is where I get that you like them more. But anything else you want to say in this movie? Like, what do you think this movie is really about?
The movie is... That's a good question.
Like, if you have to come away with something, what do you think you came away with in this movie? If you have to.
I don't know what I came away with, but what the fuck just happened?
Not that you have to, of course. Not every movie has to have a lesson, but I think every movie has a value point, something that they're trying to touch on. I think if there's something for me that worked for me the most is as far as what is trying to show me or tell me is that I learned that, dude, every relationship is different. Don't judge, bitch.
Okay.
Kind of thing. Because even though they're fucked up and they don't do anything to make themselves better, they work for, they're so fucked up for each other. They're perfectly fucked up for each other.
Yeah.
And it's like, not healthy, but it's what they are.
The movie is her like explaining to the doctor of how it started and why she poisons him.
That's right. Yeah.
And just to like make sure it's not too much poison mushrooms.
That's right, because the movie opens up with like her being interviewed or something, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. I forgot. Almost forgot about that. Good job. All right, cool. So anything else on this movie?
No.
All right, guys. That's our review of Phantom Thread. Thank you for joining us for this. Thank you, Lexi, for helping us out.
You're welcome, honey.
Cool. We're going to X out there. So I'll see you next month for the next bonus. Later.
Mr. Daniel? I'm finished.
I'm testing audio with my voice. Is my voice testing the audio?
You're testing your voice's audio, the testing.
Sure, whatever that means. Mine made more sense. You make nonsense.
I make more dollars.
Oh.
Nice. And yesterday, I got a dollar.
Yesterday, I had a dollar, too.
Wait.
Yesterday, I had like $70, and now I have $17.
That I believe. You spent too much money too fast.
I wanted the books and then the movie and then the chocolate.
And then. And don't forget the and then, because that's where you keep going. There's more and thens.
Yeah.
That's who you is.
You know who you is?
No. What am I?
You're my boyfriend.
Aww.
That's what I am.
Can you hear me okay? Do I need to speak louder?
No, but just speak into the mic like the way I'm doing.
Like this?
Yeah.
I don't like holding it like this.
Though. Well, you could set
I
up
like
a bit.
Holding it like this.
No, that's okay. You could do that.
Okay.
I meant like up to your fucking mouth. That's
it is in my mouth.
That's what you said. Yeah. I like this and I do this. Watch. Give you a wedgie. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
I'm gonna pick it.
Are you ready for this shit?
Yeah.
Five, four, three.